Hello, one and all. This is the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here update. No reality, Rob. I didn't want to bother him on a Sunday, so just me, Lee Phelps, having a very quick look ahead to a big night on I'm a Celebrity tonight. If you've had a bet on the elimination market already, then you'll be very keenly tuned in, because one team will get immunity, and it may mean that your bet doesn't even get started. The way this is going to work, we're told, this is Sunday afternoon of course, is that both teams will go into these tombs, a little like last year when, if you remember, the celebrities had to go into a Perspex coffin and lots of different creepy crawlies and nasty things were thrown in with them. The one who stayed the longest would then get immunity. Five of them were given immunity in the end. A bit different this time round, we're told that it will be one of the teams who get immunity. So I'm presuming it'll be whoever stays in the longest maybe the cumulative time. At the moment, before the Sunday night show, the Galahs have got six members and the Wombats have only got four. But of course, Jake and Foggy going head to head. So it may be that it's evened up with five each. So just looking at who's likely to stay the distance in the two teams, I suppose that's what you've got to look at here. As far as the Galahs go at the moment, if we're presuming that it is going to be 6v4, I can't see Nadia staying in. If we take ourselves right back to when she first came into the jungle with Craig, and she could barely last in that that hut they were in. Craig kind of held her hand right the way through it. If she's on her own, then she may well struggle. So I can't see her lasting the distance. Obviously, Kendra's been an absolute nightmare for things like this, so I think she will leave. So that's two of the Galahs who won't stick around. When you look at Michael Burke, he's an interesting one. You'd imagine he'd be quite strong mentally, so I can imagine maybe him staying for quite a while. Edwina's been just a machine over the last few days. So if she's got her head on, then no reason why she's going to come out early. Jake, again, you know, we haven't seen him with too many creepy crawlies. He really did well in the live TV trial. Didn't seem to bother him at all. So again, that's three of the six who I can see lasting quite a while. And Vicky Michelle, she's another interesting one. You know, whenever she's been asked to do anything, like the trial that they did the other night, she was right there with the boys and, you know, making sure she was right there until the end. And in fact, she ended up beating Jimmy, didn't she, on the question. So I can see, you know, four of them having a really good go at this. If it is six versus four, then you've got to look at the Wombats. We know Jimmy is a nightmare for things like creepy crawlers. Can't really see him staying in too long. And that would also kind of hit his outright price, which is, you know, is drifting all the time after this banter thing he had with Jake. So it could be a bad couple of days for Jimmy Bullard, compared to what he has been doing so far. Foggy, I could see Foggy sticking it out. He's pretty nails, isn't he? And you got Mel. Mel's pretty tough, I think. I think she'd stay in there as long as she possibly could. And Tinchy, I'm not sure about Tinchy. That one trial we saw him do didn't seem that bothered, but also was just a... He just wanted to get it over and done with. He didn't return that many stars. It was just a good performance. So I'm thinking there are two, Foggy and Mel, who will definitely stay the distance. Tinchy, not sure about. Jimmy, I can't see him doing it. So on the basis of that, you'd imagine that maybe the Galahs would win this trial, again, if it's six versus four. And that would mean they would get immunity. And the four who would be up for elimination would be Foggy, Mel, Jimmy Bullard and Tinchy. We talked about Tinchy Strider at 10-1 a few days ago. That value is obviously gone by now. But if that is the four, then I can't see how Tinchy stands a chance. He's barely had any airtime on the show. And obviously he's up against three of the strongest characters on the programme as well. Obviously, I could be completely wrong and they could win the challenge and the other lot are up for elimination. If that is the case, by the way, I think Nadia is a huge price at around 14-1 to be the first eliminated. Vicky Michelle is obviously, a worthy favourite. And I think she's as short as, you know, kind of 5-4 now. But, you know, if you're looking for a big price or a small stake, if you don't want to get involved with the Vicky Michelle elimination, if that team is up for the job, then I think Nadia, she's had very little airtime recently. I just think the others are bigger characters and have had more storylines than Nadia. Other interesting thing is, you know, the banter between Jake and Jimmy, whatever you think of it and whatever they thought of it, it really has affected Jimmy's price. There's a lot of chat in the camp about how Jimmy was out of order for that. The first signs of dissent against him. So, he's gone quite quickly out to a slightly bigger price. If you still fancy him, it might be time to get on. But for me, I think, you know, that thing, that was always the worry, the fact that the banter element of him, and the kind of, you know, once he got a bit tired or when he got a bit grumpy, he might snap at people a little. So maybe we're just starting to see the signs of that straight away. But if you're having a bet on the elimination, good luck, and make sure you check us out on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have more I'm a Celebrity updates right throughout this week.